Mark Hominick was training people in mixed martial arts at Extreme Couture Gym in Toronto on Tuesday. The Canadian MMA fighter and trainer is completely against the use of performance enhancers. He has no tolerance for people who take it.
Obviously, as an athlete, I 100% think it's cheating. You know, anytime you're trying to get an advantage by using an illegal substance, you know, it's obviously cheating. So I'm totally against it and, you know, totally don't agree with it. And anytime I hear that people do it, it just kind of disgraces the sport, in my opinion.
The Canadian Center of Ethics and Sport, known as CCES, tests Canadian athletes. They have many volunteers who give time to become trained as doping control officers, known as DCO. The DCOs receive the sample, do the paperwork, and ship it to the lab. Karina Mark, a DCO, has been trained since 2006. She believes that Canadian sports are clean because of CCES.
I think we're very effective in preventing it. When you look at the fact that in the last quarter of the 800 and some odd tests that were performed, only three had doping infractions found, and of which one or two of those were for cannabis.
Another fighter and trainer at the gym, Chris Hordecki, knows the public hold athletes highly. He wants them to take responsibility for themselves.
They're seen as being something, you know, above the average human being. So it's very important, you know, to keep, you know, the competition clean and to keep that role model figure, you know, for the public.
The recent stories of steroid use have brought the issue back to light. All three agree sports and performance enhancers do not belong in the same sentence. They also agree sports is about hard work and dedication. Lloyd Quanta, Observer Radio News.